evening and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I'm John Tanza on this pre-recorded program via remote from Washington. Here are some of the stories we are covering today, Friday, December 25th, 2020. Some South Sudanese religious leaders are calling on the peace partners to implement the country's 2018 peace agreement.
We know our president has assured us several times that he will not go back to war. And so let us take him by his words that the implementation of peace will be forthcoming.
And the South Sudan Police Service is calling on residents of Juba Town to call the emergency police number for help during the Christmas and New Year celebrations.
A roll-up of plan includes securing the residential areas whereby we deploy many forces in the residential areas and also public places, especially the markets, because people will be very busy.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. As South Sudanese celebrate Christmas, senior clergy are reminding the country's leaders to implement the peace deal in letter and spirit. The religious leaders say the revitalized peace agreement is the only way for stability and peace in the country. For VOA News, Wake Simon Wood reports from Juba.
Christmas is one of the biggest events celebrated across South Sudan, with the majority people attending church prayers on December 25th. Some senior South Sudanese religious leaders are appealing to the peace partners to implement the country's peace agreement. Stephen Ameyu, Archbishop of the Catholic Archdiocese of Juba, says South Sudanese leaders should fully implement the peace agreement.
We know our president has assured us several times that he will not go back to war. And so let us take him by his words that the implementation of peace will be forthcoming.
Bishop Michael Tabana Toro, Vice President of Evangelical Alliance of South Sudan, says South Sudanese leaders should implement the peace agreement. Toro says the agreement is the only hope for South Sudanese.
Peace is more than signing of peace agreements by government and opposition military groups and absence of fighting. It includes the process of empowering the people in strengthening the social fabrics and promotes democratic, just political and economic developments for the entire nation and people.
Toro says South Sudanese should build and mend relations amongst themselves for the realization of tranquility across the country.
Broken relationships are the root cause of insecurity, conflict, marginalization, corruption, bad governance, insufficient rule of law, and poverty. In this Christmas, let us resolve to be peacemakers and not peace breakers.
Ameyo is calling on South Sudanese to denounce nepotism, selfishness, tribalism, and what he calls lack of nationalism. He says uniting different communities and people across the country can bring back a peace.
We feel more closer to others because of my tribe, because he is from my tribe, and because he is my niece, because he is from our region. We always tend to have these categories of things in our life. And these are things that devastate our unity.
As South Sudanese gather for prayer services and celebrate this Christmas, the religious leaders are reminding all citizens to strictly observe COVID-19 preventive measures, including social distancing and wearing face masks in public. Ameyu says people are living in an extraordinary moment due to the pandemic, and as a result, his leadership has decided to change some of the ways worship programs will be handled.
We are not going to have midnight mass because of congestion, because of corona pandemic. And so this year, we will not have midnight mass. But we are going to anticipate the vigil mass at 5 p.m.
According to the Ministry of Health, South Sudan has so far registered 3,455 cases of COVID-19, including 62 deaths. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudo in Juba.
The South Sudan Police Service says security forces have been deployed in Juba and other state capitals to ensure security during Christmas and New Year celebrations. The spokesman for the South Sudan Police Service and the Director for Moral Orientation, Major General Daniel Justin Bola, is urging residents of Juba to report any criminal activities during the festivity period. For VOA News, Ding Magot reports from Juba.
Major General Daniel Justin Baula says there will be patrol in public venues, residential areas, in the market and along major roads, checkpoints throughout the country to reduce criminal activity during the festive season. He says robberies are common during the season because many people are usually shopping and traveling to see their families.
We expect increase in crime rates. Usually we prepare a contingency plan to address the situation here in the capital as well as in the states. So now for this year we have drawn up our plan. It includes securing the residential areas whereby we deploy many posts in the residential areas and also public places, especially the markets, because people will be very busy trying to buy things for their loved ones for the Christmas and so on. So at the same time, the criminals will be very active in these marketplaces and so on. And as such, we have deployed our forces in the markets and all the public places to make sure that our people go out and come back peacefully.
The police spokesperson says people who travel from neighboring countries will also be protected by security forces deployed at major checkpoints.
We are concerned about the routes from the states to the capital and then from the capital Juba to the states. So especially Juba Numili Road, Juba Bo Road, Juba Wao Road, Juba Mundri and Juba Ye, all these roads we have deployed our forces, joint forces there to make sure that the roads are safe during this season.
Major General Baula is appealing to the public to immediately report any crimes to authorities.
Our emergency call number is operating. We have forces there. Whenever there is something, you just report to the nearest police or you call 112, the emergency call number. Immediately we will respond. And even if you are far, don't worry, because during the deployment, we have deployed our vehicles in far areas like Gurey. So it is just a matter of reporting. Then we will direct the nearest car to rush to your place to give the service. Yeah.
The police spokesman also urges the public to adhere to the Ministry of Health guidelines to practice social distancing, washing hands regularly, and wearing face masks in public to prevent transmission of the coronavirus. He says the police have been trained on protective measures because they interact with the public.
From the beginning, we have been adhering to the protective measures in regard to our force, because we are exposed to interact with the public, and as such, we have been making some awareness to our forces, and even we were helped by some of the civil society organizations, and it was successful.
Major General Baula also advises parents to keep close watch over their children during Christmas and New Year's to avoid peer pressure from criminal groups locally known as the Toronto Boys and other gangs involved in robbery, drugs, and fights. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.
Sudanese and South Sudanese living in the United States say the year 2020 has been a difficult one for them as they struggle with COVID-19 measures and follow critical political developments back home. They say they hope that 2021 will see restoration of peace across Sudan and South Sudan. For VOA News, Nabil Biagio reports from Washington.
35-year-old Abdul Halim Hassan is a Sudanese-American living in Pennsylvania. He says it has been difficult living with COVID-19 measures while juggling school and work, but he says following developments back home in Sudan with the slow transition to democracy has given him reason to be optimistic. He says he wants to see a peaceful and just Sudan in 2021.
We hope in the new year, 2021, that we can have a comprehensive peace agreement, and those are wanted by the ICC should go to the court, and we see justice in Sudan, and also we hope that we can have a full civilian-led government, because that's what it should be. And that's what the demands of the Sudanese people. Sudanese people want peace and justice and democracy in Sudan, and that cannot be happened with the military in power.
Hassan says he received the news of Sudan's removal from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism with jubilation earlier this month. He says normalizing U.S.-Sudanese relations will allow members of the diaspora like him to support their relatives and friends back home.
I hope the U.S. can maintain and collaborate closely to ensure that all the benefits goes to the people directly. And also, we as a diaspora, we have been struggling to support or to send money to our families back home. This will help us also to support our families back home and to be in contact with them daily base through the technology, and also we can help to improve the education system and to exchange the capacities and skills between the U.S. And Sudan.
58-year-old Adlan Abdulaziz, who lives in Virginia, recently returned from a visit to Sudan where he says he saw positive signs that the country is making a transition to democracy. He says what gives him hope, above all else, is the fact that Sudan's transitional government signed a peace agreement with rebel groups in October.
No civil wars, the peace agreement that's signed in Juba. And we hope to see this in the ground, and people getting back from the camps, the displaced people coming back to their villages and normal life from camps, and to have some kind of security.
Abdulaziz says he would like to see Sudan transform to a full-fledged civilian government where all the country's resources and government businesses are managed by civilians, not the military.
I'm hoping that in 2021, the Ministry of Finance of the Treasury, Department of Treasury, to have a full control on all state-owned companies. According to Hamdok, 82% of the state-owned companies are managed by the military, and they need to go back and hand it over to the Treasury. This is the thing that I hope will be done in 2021. And also that the people in the displaced camp go back to their villages and go back to their normal life securely and in a peace and security.
46-year-old Ibrahim Tahir Ahmed, who lives in the East Coast state of Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C., says he watched events starting with the ousting of President Omar al-Bashir in 2019 and the developments that followed back home with pride, and hopes the U.S. will stand with Sudan in its difficult transition in the new year.
We as Sudanese and as American, we are very proud of the great revolution and the great U.S. work, U.S. government effort in order to help the Sudanese people. But still, we hope from the government to use all possible means in order to show, like, those forces that preventing and trying to stop the transformation of the power in Sudan.
Ahmed says he hopes the United States will help Sudan get rid of all remnants of the Bashir administration, including people who, he says, are working hard to undermine Sudan's transition to democracy. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. Coming up, are you dreaming to have your own house in Juba? Find out what it costs to build a house in South Sudan. That story is coming up after this break.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
name a spice you like to put on your food.
I take garlic. Because of its scent, I think it makes the sauce to like taste more better with the garlic.
Reiko. Yeah, Reiko. Okay, Reiko is an ingredient which you add into your sauce and it makes your sauce delicious and tasty.
Pepe is very interesting. African food is interesting.
I'm not a good fan of spices. I believe in the cultural food than putting spices in food.
Onions, I like them so much because there is a way how they smell well. And when I add them in my food, actually the food smells nice.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. Some residents of Juba Town say while they dream to live in a good house, that goal is fading due to high cost of construction materials. Owners of hardware stores and construction companies agree their customers are bearing the high cost of imported materials. For VOA News, Dimo Silva Aurelio has this story from Juba.
Ali Boutros and his engineer Stephen Maki stand outside a hardware store located in Juba's Jebel Market as two workers load iron bars into a tipper truck destined for the construction site where Boutros has been trying to build a 10 square meter house for 4 years. Boutros is one of the many residents of Juba who are determined to build a home despite the high cost of construction. Boutros says he ran out of money building his house earlier this year due to the skyrocketing prices of building materials.
But then Amala foundation bit asas.
It has now taken 4 years raising the money so we can complete the house in 2020, but still it is not enough. We decided to buy the blocks and raise it up to the wall, and we are now taking these iron bars for the beam for the windows and the upper beam, and that a single bar costs 9,000 South Sudanese pounds, and we need about 200 pieces.
Boutros, who preferred not to disclose what he does for a living, says with the festive season, prices of construction materials have gone up, but he is determined to finish his house.
A bag of cement is also increasing. Like a week ago, it used to be at 5,000, but during this festive season, things have gone high, and you can now buy a bag of cement at 6,000. Or 5,800 in some good stores.
He says it cost him nearly $15,000 to raise the foundation and the wall for the 4-bedroom house with a kitchen and dining room. Stephen Maki is Boutros' engineer. Maki says building a house in South Sudan takes a lot of patience and financial discipline.
Since 2016, we started with the foundation and we stopped it there. He later got some budget this 2020 and we started, but now we are going to stop and we are not sure when we are going to finish it. But we hope he gets some money to finish this and he can enter his house.
Maki says he charges labor equivalent to 25% of the cost of materials for all the three construction stages, from raising the foundation to building the walls and the roofing. Dealers in construction materials say despite high prices, business is still good in South Sudan. Malik Boyo works with the Afri Timber, dealers in timbers, cement, and other construction materials.
2x2 we are selling at 1,500, 3x2 we are selling at 1,900, then 6x2 is 4,500, 9x1 is 4,500. A bag of cement is at 5,500. Then the iron sheet, it depends. There are actually three types of iron sheet. The one is the galvanized iron sheet, then the colored one. So the ordinary iron sheet, the size is also different, 34, 32, 30 gauge, and the 28 gauge. So if you take a 28 gauge, it is at 5,400. Yeah, it's also, the prices are equal with the corrugated iron sheet. And this one is versatile at 10,000.
Boyo says despite complaint from customers about the high prices, his sales are still good. Harun Adam Gassi, another dealer, says he has to pay taxes to the government of South Sudan when he buys his construction materials. But the South Sudan government does not tax imported construction materials or agricultural products at border points.
We receive multiple taxes from the government in addition to rental charges, so I will add all this into the price of the goods, and the one who suffers the burden is the customer.
The continued devaluation of the South Sudanese pound against the dollar also raises the price of building materials. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.
As families gather around the table for meals during the Christmas and New Year festivities, some South Sudanese still prefer visiting their favorite restaurants serving local dishes. For VOA News, Siba Martin Murangi reports from Juba.
Anur Apollo, a South Sudanese musician known by his stage name Viper, says cassava leaves, commonly known as gadia, is his favorite food because people in his hometown of Yambio in Western Equatorial State love cassava leaves.
I'm here at Jamila's restaurant. Favorite food today, gadia. I really love it so much. Like, I've been eating it ever since I was young. It's like really good. Like, when you eat it once in the morning, you'll really be satisfied. You can even spend the entire day eating it. We from Western Equatoria, this is what we really enjoy, that side. Like, it's our staple food.
After enjoying my local meal, that is gadia, guess what next? Straight away, I go to the andaya and then I go take some kwete to juice it up, man.
Mary Nunu owns a restaurant serving local South Sudanese food in the Munuki residential area of Juba. Nunu says her customers love fresh beef cooked with simsim.
The other food I love most is korofo, pede pede, because mostly I love greens. The food which finishes first at my restaurant is gadia, cassava leaves, and half-dried meat cooked with simsim, commonly known as ambasiko.
Nunu says her restaurant has varieties of dishes, but most of her customers love cassava leaves cooked with peanut butter and smoked beef. Another Juba resident, Chako Dorin, who hails from Gulu in northern Uganda, says she likes malakwang, locally called nyete in Juba. She says South Sudanese dishes remain high up on the list of her favorite food.
The one I like most are English, that is malakwang. And then it's for the local bread. I make it hard. Yes, so that when it's once enough, it's enough. In my area, the food crops that we grow are many. But out of the many, the one I like most, yes, so that when it's once enough, it's enough.
Since the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement in 2005, ending South Sudan's longest war with the SPLA, lots of South Sudanese businessmen and women ventured into the food industry. Businesses serving South Sudanese food have mushroomed in the capital, Juba, this year. For VOA News, I'm Seba Martin Murangi in Juba.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm VOA health correspondent Linor Mudu. During this pandemic, the World Health Organization and Africa Centers for Disease Control say if you have a fever, a cough, or have trouble breathing, you should stay home and contact a healthcare facility. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest health news.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
That's our show for this Friday, December 25th. We'd like to thank our listeners in Rumbek, Tonj, Juba, Torit, Bor, Wau, Yambio, Maridi, and Yei for taking time to listen to us on VOA affiliate stations across South Sudan. We now leave you with the song Anahibu Sara by Colonel Mido.
Bamba Taisipto Sara. Sara biniata hela anaibu sara biniaki afa anaibu sara biniata mama anaibu sara biniata ninata hela anaibu sara biniaki afa anaibu sara minina lisa sukerin.
We have been listening to Colonel Mido with the song Anahibu Sara. I'm John Tanza in Washington. Thanks for allowing us into your cars, homes, and phones. Remember to always wash your hands with soap, practice social distancing, and wear a mask when you are in public places. Do not escape from COVID-19 quarantine centers because there is no cure for coronavirus. Enjoy your holiday in a responsible manner. Join us again tomorrow evening for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.
Ashia Mokweji, Bilel Bilel Anakafir. Ah, Mama.